you have chosen to be here today as we worship the Lord together. Go over a couple of announcements as we look at the activities of the coming month. Definitely want to draw our attention to next Sunday is going to be communion, and through the women's outreach as well as through the elders, one of the things that we have noticed over the years, especially since COVID, is we have severely curtailed our fellowship dinners, and that is something that we want to get restarted. So the plan is that when we have communion on the first Sunday of the month, we will also have a carry-in dinner. And so next Sunday, the 5th, is going to be our first communion of this year, as well as our first fellowship dinner. It will be about every other month, except for when we get down to April, the time we serve communion is going to be at Good Friday. So we'll have fellowship dinners maybe four or five times this year. And so the first one is taking place next week. And so the invitation is there to bring a dish to share with everyone as we have a carry-in dinner and then stay for some time of fellowship. Also, the meetings for the next month are also listed. And then today we have youth group and the Chosen Bible Study. We meet together, the youth group on one side, the adults on the other, and then we separate for discussion over the Bible study. So everyone's invited to that, as well as continue to pray for Club Rock. And if you would like to volunteer, we're always open for volunteers. And also check the snack sign-up sheet. One of the great things the kids seem to like is snacks. And so if that's what draws them here, we'll definitely keep doing that. So just take note of the sign-up sheet there. Are there any other announcements that I may have missed? Our call to worship this morning is going to come from 1 John 4, starting in verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Good morning. Let's sing together. We're going to do quite a little singing together this morning. We've got no praise band, so we've got one, two, three, four times we're going to get to sing together. First one is number 25, Immortal, Invisible. Let's stand together and let us beller. Number 25. She's good. She's good. We're ready. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but not changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh help us to see thee only the splendor of light hideth thee. Let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Good morning again. We have an opportunity to share our praises and prayer requests. Now I have a few updates to give you from some that are on your insert. So if you want to take a look at your bulletin insert there towards in the bottom section. First of all, April had her stitches removed this last week. April's here sitting in the back, so we're glad to see April. So pray for her and her therapy as she continues recovery for her surgery. Right underneath April on the list, you see Isaiah Gortmaker. He has surgery scheduled this coming Tuesday, and they'll be removing tumors located behind his ear. So pray for Isaiah and the surgery he has on Tuesday. And then Ernie Sterling had surgery on his shoulder this past week. Ernie is doing well from his surgery. However, Shirley apparently has come down with quite a cold, and Ernie would really like to not get it, as he would like to not be coughing, having had shoulder surgery. So pray for Shirley's recovery, and also that Ernie will stay healthy and not share in the cold. And then not on our list, but tomorrow, Jackie Burma heads out for South Africa. So we will be praying for Jackie as she takes off for safe travels, and then for the 3 months, right, that she will be in South Africa. And then Christina's sister, Holly Friesen, she is planning to return to Ukraine on March 8th. So pray for Holly as she plans to go back into a war zone, and pray for her family as they process her desire to do that and make plans to make that trip. Do we have any other prayer requests or praises today? Yeah, Janet. Okay. And what was his name?
Levi Groves.
Okay. So Janet's grandson, Levi, had to have his appendix out last night. And pray for him and his recovery from that. His name is Levi. Aaron.
This doubles as both an announcement and a prayer request. As many of you maybe have already suspected, Kelly is pregnant with number 5.
Okay, congratulations. So Aaron and Kelly are expecting baby number 5, so pray for them. Pray for a safe pregnancy and healthy delivery. Are there any other announcements from the middle of the congregation? No? I hear somebody's talking, but I don't know where that voice is coming from. Oh, sorry, Steve?
Doctors and
Lives in Rapid City. Okay, Linda lives in Rapid City. Waiting to get in for tests. Is that right? Okay. Any others?
You can repeat that for us if you're prepared.
So her name is Linda, and I didn't catch the what's the relation. Sorry. Okay. Mass on her liver, and she's waiting to get some testing done. She lives in Rapid City. Her name is Linda. Anything else? Valerie. Okay, so this is Leroy. Leroy Wangsness, and he is cancer-free. Okay, good. That's great praise. Anything else this morning? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together to worship you. We thank you for this church and for our congregation, and we thank you for each one who is here today. We think of those who can't be here with us this morning, and we pray for safety for them. Pray especially for those who have to be outside and working with livestock with the very cold temperatures that we have right now. We pray that you will be with our service this morning, be with our Sunday school hour. We thank you for those who serve in teaching Sunday school. I pray that you continue to be with the youth group, with our Sunday evening Bible study, with Club Rock. We just thank you for those opportunities to minister, and we thank you for the outreach opportunity, especially that Club Rock provides. We thank you for the good report that Valerie just shared about Leroy. We thank you also for Ernie's successful surgery on his shoulder this past week. We pray that you would continue to be with his recovery, and we pray that you would keep him healthy, that he would not get the cold that Shirley has. We pray you help Shirley to be feeling better, get the rest that she needs, and to recover from that. We thank you that April's here this morning. We thank she'll be able to get her stitches out. We pray you continue to be with her recovery and with the therapy that she'll have now on her ankle. we thank you as well for the good news that Aaron and Kelly are expecting, and we just pray that you would be with Kelly during this pregnancy, keep her healthy, keep the baby healthy. Pray for a safe arrival of a new addition to their family. We thank you for being with Janet's grandson, Levi, in the surgery he had yesterday to have his appendix removed, and we pray for his recovery from that, and pray that there won't be any complications there. We pray that you would be as well with Linda, and we pray that she'll be able to get in and get the testing done that she needs soon, and we pray that the results of the test would give doctors wisdom in knowing what they need to do for treatments, and we pray that it's not anything that's too serious and something that can be taken care of. We pray that you will also be with Jackie as she leaves tomorrow for South Africa. We thank you for her willingness to do that and for the opportunity that you have given her to go there and to serve with Youth for Christ in South Africa, and we just pray that you would give her safety as she travels. We pray for protection and good health for the time that she will be there, and pray that you'd work through her and work in her during the time that she is there, and just pray that it would be a great opportunity and experience for her. We continue to pray for Emily Peterson as well while she's in South Sudan right now with the missions team doing medical missions there. Pray that you'd watch over her. And we pray for Holly as she prepares to go back to Ukraine a little over a month from now. We pray for her travels. We pray for discernment and knowing where exactly in Ukraine to go or how long to stay in the country. And we continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine and for the war that's going on there. We just pray for a resolution to the fighting. We pray that you would continue to be with the church in Ukraine. We thank you for the way that they have seen growth during the war and more people who are coming to church seeking encouragement and seeking to know the truth. And we just pray that you'd continue to give boldness to the believers who are there. We pray that you will be as well with our missionaries, the Hamiltons, and we thank you for the work that they do with InterVarsity and the different colleges that they are involved in. We pray for Jeremy and guidance for him as he leads the leaders of those different chapters. And we pray also for the Mark drama that they will be part of, and we pray for that opportunity, the outreach that that is for people who may come and just to see a drama, and we'll hear some of the truth of the gospel through that presentation. I pray that you would bless those performances as well. As we think about the country that we live in, we thank you for the freedoms that we have here. We thank you for the form of government that we have. And we just pray that you will guide our elected officials, give them wisdom in the decisions that they make and the laws that they pass and consider. We pray both for our elected officials in Washington, D.C. and in Pierre. And we just pray that you will guide in the legislative process. We thank you for the men and women who serve in the armed forces and for their willingness to serve in that way. And we pray for their protection as well. And we pray especially for those who are apart from their families, and pray for encouragement for them. And as we think about from the news this past week of what happened in Memphis, we pray for the family of the man who was killed, and we pray for the community there as they deal with the reality of the situation that occurred, and just for our country and for the ongoing challenges that we have of living in a world that is afflicted with sin and full of fallen individuals in the way that sometimes we do things that don't seem to make sense, and the ramifications of our actions are sometimes very far-reaching. So we pray for peacefulness to prevail there and for the judicial process to work the way that it's supposed to. We thank you for, again, this local congregation. We thank you for your provision for our needs as individuals and collectively as a church body. We pray that you would bless the offering that we receive and that you would give us wisdom in stewarding those resources in the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle. 108 in our hymnals, Come Christians Join to Sing. You can stay seated for this one because we're going to stand for the next one, so I don't want to wear you all out. So, 108, Come Christians Join to Sing. Come, Christians, join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before His throne rejoice. Praise is His gracious choice. Alleluia, Amen. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, Amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, Amen. He is our guide and friend. To us He'll condescend. His love shall never end. Alleluia, Amen. Praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia, Amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, Amen. On heaven's blissful shore, His goodness will adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia, Amen. Okay, thanks for singing. Now, let's stand together and sing 295, Revive Us Again, 295. I'm ready. We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Hallelujah, Amen. Hallelujah, Thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who was born all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with Thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, Thine the glory. Revive us again. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.